This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Kevin in California downloads the Money Pit to his iPod. How cool are you, Kevin?
Well, thank you.
That's pretty exciting. You know, it's such new technology that everybody's jumping on board with, and we're happy for you to do it.
Yeah, it's a great way to listen to your show. I can listen anytime I want to.
And go back over and over and over our fabulous advice.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Well, how can we help you?
Well, I recently had a limestone countertop installed in the bathroom.
Okay.
And the edges against the walls have a dark stain. And it showed up like very shortly or after they installed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried sanding, you know, like re-sanding it down to rehone the countertop myself. And I tried a couple of different like applications of like a liquid poultice that you put on it to try to take out the stain. And I haven't been successful.
I'm wondering if you have some
mildew
or mold or moss growing in there. Have you tried anything to try in terms of a mildicide? Have you tried bleach or anything of that nature?
I haven't tried anything. Well, I tried a little bit of bleach on the counter itself in one spot, just some dabs, because I didn't want to overdo it in case it went too far one way or the other. It shouldn't. I don't anticipate there should be any moss because we redid the whole bathroom. And so, or mold or anything. So it was pretty well. They retiled the whole back splash there.
Well, what happens is if you get any sort of dirt in that area, and I mean, it could be any organic matter whatsoever. It could be dust. It could be skin particles. And you get moisture in there, the mold will feed on that. So even though it's an inorganic surface, you can still get a mold that will grow there. And that's why we say that the cleaning part of this is very important.
Yeah, and also, if there's any sort of silicone or anything that's sealing the joint between the countertop and the backsplash, and it wasn't dry when the grout went in or whatever, it could grow more mold there because that background is dry, so it's coming through in the caulk.
Yeah, they actually put grout right up against that instead of using a caulk, which I heard is probably what you should have done, is put a caulk there instead of grout. Right?
Yeah, especially any place that expands and contracts. There's a good website out there called stonecare.com that has cleaners and polishes that are specifically designed for this. So you might want to take a look at that site.
And there's also something that's very good for limestone countertops, and it's called a poultice, which is a white agent, and it's something made with like a hydrogen peroxide, or it's a chemical reducing agent, and you wet it with distilled water and apply it to the stain, and it dries on the countertop on the stain, and it absorbs the stain out of the limestone. And it could be that the countertop wasn't sealed properly, which would make it super porous. So that's a couple of good ideas to get you on the way.
Yeah, I think they might not have sealed it when they installed it.
Mm-hmm.
And
if that's
probably
the
picked
case,
up something from the grout, possibly, when they put the grout in.
If that's the case, go to your home center, ask for a poultice, mix it with distilled water, put it on the stain, let it sit. Once you see after about 48 hours, don't use that bathroom while this is working on it. Let it sit there. You'll see the stain absorb into it, and then you can rinse it away with water, and then make sure you seal it properly.
Okay, yeah, I've tried that, so it just... I've read that you might have to do it several times. Is that possible that you might just have to just clean it out, take out the old grout, make sure it's dry in there?
Well, absolutely. And if you're going to put in a new grout, you in that particular corner, I would not use grout. I would use caulk. And you want to use
mildicide.
Yeah, there's caulks out with that have mildicide in them. DAP has a product that has something called Microban in it, which is a mildicide that absolutely will not grow any mold or mildew once the caulk is installed.
Okay.
All right, Kevin.
Give it a shot.
Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.